Now, boys and girls, I have a text for you. And you may have seen this text before, but it's one that's well known, isn't it? And it simply says, "They that honor me will I honor," 1 Samuel 2:30. And that's a great text, because what God is saying through Samuel is that those who honor God, God will honor. The psalmist puts it another way in Psalm 112:2, "The generation of the upright will be blessed." And you know, boys and girls, it's a good thing for us always to give honor to God, to give God his place in life. Because you know, at the end of the day, God who created all life, God who made the world in which we live, God who is the great creator and the great redeemer, that God is the God with whom one day we have to do. In other words, one day we'll stand before that God and we will give him, whether we like it or not, the honor that's due him. The Bible says there's a day coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So boys and girls, let me assure you of this. It's good to give God honor while you're living, because one day if you don't, you will do it in eternity and you will have to bow before a holy God. You see, if we bow before a holy God while living and trust him, believe him, take Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we're giving him the absolute honor of all by believing that there is no other who can bring salvation to our lives. You know, boys and girls, there are some people in life who just don't believe that. And they don't honor God. And the last time I was here, boys and girls, in your church, I'm not sure if this lady's here today. I hope she is, because I would like to meet her again. I didn't get her name last time. But the last time I was here in January, and I was talking to you about it, I had a coin with me, and a lady came that night and she gave me this wee green packet. And inside it, boys and girls, was something that I have just absolutely loved and treasured since. Do you know what it is? It's a set of coins. A whole set. And you know, boys and girls, what they are? They're a set of coins that were minted to commemorate the restoration of the city of Babylon. Isn't that amazing? Now, who has ever heard of Babylon in the Bible? Anybody here? Great. And who do you know that was taken a prisoner into Babylon? Who? Yes, my friend. Who was taken a prisoner into Babylon? Who? Daniel was. Good man. Daniel was. And you know, boys and girls, in Daniel's day, there was a man called Nebuchadnezzar. He was king of Babylon. He was a mighty man. But you know, he thought that he was far greater than God was. And you know, he took away God's honor. And eventually, boys and girls, in the book of Daniel, we discover that Nebuchadnezzar the king, because he didn't give God his place, because he didn't give God his honor, God turned things around on him. And he actually lived like an animal for 7 years in the fields. And his nails grew long, his hair grew long, and he was just like a wild animal because he wouldn't give God his place. And then the man who had these coins minted to commemorate the restoration of the city of Babylon some years later was a man called, who can tell me what his name was? Anybody know? Now that's hard, isn't it? Well, his name is Saddam Hussein. And you know, boys and girls, Saddam Hussein wouldn't give God his place. And Saddam Hussein eventually, a couple of years ago, was found in a hole in the ground, hiding. This great, powerful man who rebuilt Babylon and indeed had his name inscribed on some of the gold bricks put in it. He wanted to, if you like, be a second Nebuchadnezzar. And he wouldn't give God the glory. And then he had to flee and he had to hide in hills and in dens. And in fact, eventually the army, the American army, found him in a hole in the ground with a big box of money. But it was no good to him. And today, Saddam Hussein, boys and girls, is on trial for war crimes. Wouldn't give God his place. And you know, boys and girls, what happens if we don't give God his place? Well, God can just take us off our high perch. God can take away that pride and bring us very, very low. That's why I encourage you today. You can come and see these coins afterwards, by the way, if you want. They're just beautiful. They're a lovely set of coins and I love having them. I hope that lady's here today and she'll speak to me on the way out. But boys and girls, please remember this, will you? Right from your early days, honor God. Give him place in your life. And don't end up like Nebuchadnezzar and Saddam Hussein, like an animal in the ground. Because that's what's happening to many of our young people today. They're living and acting like animals because they haven't given God their place. And that's why, boys and girls, many of them are hiding away in little dens and holes and places that are out of the way to carry out their vile and filthy business. And they're getting all shot up on drugs and they're drinking and their lives are being wasted. And young people are dying in their teens, hundreds of them, because they won't give God his place. Boys and girls, you're privileged. You've heard the gospel. You've listened to Sunday school teachers. You've been taught at home by mom and dad. Will you remember? Right now, if you've not before, give God his place. Trust his Son as your Savior. And be sure that you are right with God. And God says concerning you and me, the generation of the upright will be blessed. Boys and girls, may you be wonderfully blessed in all of your life. From now and forevermore. The Lord bless you.